USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump upping his attacks against his Democratic rival this November, Joe Biden.
Biden's a stupid person. You know that. You're not going to write it, but you know that.
Trump, speaking with reporters outside the White House yesterday, also saying China's Beijing government would own the U.S. if Biden was elected.
Biden's plan for the China virus is to shut down the entire U.S. economy. He's going to totally rely on somebody to walk up. Yes, sir, it's time to shut it down.
This year's California wildfires setting a new record as over 2 million acres have been scorched across the state, the most of any previous wildfire season. And fire officials note the state's peak fire season normally extends into November. A book written by former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is hitting the market today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden speaking with union workers at a virtual Labor Day event.
And you can be sure you'll be hearing that word union plenty of times if I'm in the White House. The words of a president matter.
Speaking to the AFL-CIO, Biden vowed to be the strongest labor president in American history. More oppressive heat will prevail across most of the Southwest today, though in Denver, it's going to be a big weather change. That city saw triple-digit highs on Saturday, and it hit 93 yesterday, but today it's only expected to see a high of 33 degrees. It's getting several inches of snow as well. Actor Kevin Dobson is dead after reportedly suffering a heart attack at the age of 77. Dobson was best known for his role in the 70s crime show Kojak and later as playing the character of Mac McKenzie on Knott's Landing. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hundreds of Chicago nurses could walk off the job this upcoming weekend if contract negotiations don't improve. Nurses held a rally last night at the UIC Medical Center. They're fighting for access to PPE, better pay, and better staffing. The union has set a strike date for Saturday. A growing number of American adults are dealing with mental health issues linked to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. That according to a survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation. It says it shows that 53% of adults say they have been suffering from anxiety or depression recently, up from 40% in June. Researchers say 11% seriously considered suicide within the last month. And that's a number that jumped to 1 out of 4 in people aged 18 to 24. They find that job loss, money worries, loneliness, and social isolation are major factors. Genetically enhanced mice that travel to the International Space Station are revealing some clues that could lead to health advancements in zero gravity. Published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences yesterday, the study shows the so-called mighty mice produced a molecule that helped prevent against muscle and bone density loss while in space. It also promoted the recovery of muscle and bone mass once they returned to Earth. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.